B-Pod Studios.
It's time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me. What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
Oh, you don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today.
Brought to you by Elkin Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton. Come see over 60 Chevrolet Silverados in stock and find new roads at Elkin Chevrolet.
Keep going. Sound off.
Time for sound off. 610-771-9705 is the sound off line number.
Yeah, you should have that program there, right? You should have it written down somewhere. You should have it committed to memory. If you got something to say, you want to hit us up on that line and leave a message. Publish your message, and you may make it to the big show.
What you call magic, I call confidence, and confidence is the great equalizer in all of life. We have a very confident quarterback right now, and we have a very confident football team that just so happens to be last year's Super Bowl champion. We are going to kick Chicago's
oof. Oh, I like that bravado. I like it. So it's more than magic. It's confidence, and I can't deny that.
You don't need another game to evaluate what Nick Foles is. The fact that you're on the air discussing, I need to see another magical, otherworldly game to make him the quarterback of this franchise. Is ridiculous. Get on board, man.
No, if they lose to the Bears, I'm not on board. That means the miracle has ended. So the miracle has to continue for me to be on board because I know the other guy's better.
Mitch Trubisky and most of the remaining Bears roster who've never appeared in a playoff game, you have nothing to be nervous of. Bears won against the defending Super Bowl champion. Good luck with that one.
But Dave from Center City's all fired up about the Eagles winning that game.
I know the statistics are compelling, but you can't go by trendy statistics. You got to go by what your eyes tell you and what we saw happen. The Eagles beat two teams that are better than the Bears to get to this position. Go Eagles!
I can't argue with that, but they're regular season games, and the Bears are an accomplished team. See, when we make the mistake of thinking, oh, the Bears, they're not a tussle. They're pretty good. You know, they won a lot of games this year.
I want to ask you, Mike, are we sure that the Texans are better than the Bears? And two,
no, we're not. We don't know how good the Bears are. Just because they had an easier schedule, it doesn't mean they're not a legitimately good team.
And two, didn't we see the Bears beat the Rams right before the Eagles did it? No disrespect, but they did, right?
They did. They beat them at home.
True.
Which is different.
One thing I've always learned from you is sample size. You always point out sample size. If something is a big enough sample size for credibility. So the stat you throw out with Nick Foles having the best completion percentage in NFL history, isn't three games a small sample size to kind of make that statement?
No, because it's comparative to everybody else's sample size, which is equally as small.
You got what you wanted. But the only difference between these two quarterbacks is that the offensive line holds longer for one or the other. Every touchdown Nick Foles got, look at Bata holding Nelson Aguilar touchdown, holding Rose touchdown.
What? You mean those touchdowns weren't legit? Is that the point he was trying to make?
Yeah.
Because they missed holding?
Because they missed holding. Because they missed holding calls on every play. Like, what are you going to work? Come on.
You sound like a Dallas fan.
So the Philadelphia 76ers go out. No Jimmy Butler. That hurts. But that should have been a rock. If you're going to use the West Coast trip as an excuse for why you have tired legs and why you're not closing out on defenders, and that's why you let the lead slip away, you need to find a different excuse for why you're giving up leads every other game.
They're not giving up leads every other game. They gave up a lead last night, and it's a legit back-to-back stat that teams don't have their legs in certain parts of that game. So I don't know why you would look at the negative of that instead of the positive. They won the game kind of convincingly going away, and my boys performed. That alley-oop early in the game to Jonah Bolden, and then the step-back three late in the game from Corky!
Do you think there's any possibility at all if Nick Foles comes out and is just laying a goose egg. Just can't get anything going. And here you have your starting quarterback. He is dressed and ready to go in. Do you think he would pull the trigger on putting Carson Wentz in?
I think if he dresses him and Nick Foles is playing that poorly, there's a chance. But I don't think there's going to be a chance where Carson Wentz dresses for this game. That's just kind of my feel.
The reason Carson Wentz has to start if he's healthy, he can't dress and be the backup. Because if Nick Foles has to come out for one play, if he gets banged up but he's not injured, are you going to put Carson in for one play and then take him out of the game in the middle of the game? That is absolutely insane. That would never happen. It can't happen.
What's insane about it? It would be humiliating? You're trying to win a football game. You know, you have to worry about the humiliation part of it.
There's no way that all three stars in Philly will be able to cooperate together for more than 2 years. I think after re-signed Butler and everyone gets locked up, and the whole thing will blow up if we do not win the championship.
Well, they're not close right now to winning a championship. They don't have enough personnel. So I don't know what's going to happen in the future, but I think if you add the right pieces and really get this team cranked up to where they're the best in the East, we'll see what happens.
You know, they had a little bit of a chicken wing party after the game last night.
And, did they?
And, yeah. And B had a bunch, and then him and Ben were breaking bread a little bit. I think they're working out whatever
the problems
they
have.
Yeah, Joel shared all of his chicken wings.
Yeah, yeah. Ben was sitting down.
I love Joel B, but he's kind of a baby. He really is.
What you mean?
He's a baby. He gets offended for stupid stuff. Like, he got mad to get hit with an elbow from Ben the other day. It happens in a game. Like, what is that about?
I don't see teammates elbowing teammates that often.
He was going for a rebound, and he elbowed him. He didn't elbow him on purpose.
Well, then Ben got to say, my bad. Ben doesn't say, no, you got to say my bad if you elbow somebody in the face. And Ben didn't.
All right,
you got to say my bad, or you think it's on purpose.
Come on, Joel.
I think me and Joel might have a little bit in common.
I think
if you elbow me in the face and don't say sorry, I'm assuming you did it on purpose.
It's friendly fire, dude.
Then say my bad, and then it's all good. But if you don't say my bad, I might knock you out.
He might have said my bad in the huddle. He might have said,
"Oh no, my bad
in the locker room."
No, he did. No, he did in the huddle when Embiid was mad. He didn't say it right when it happened.
No, come on, man.
You got to say it right away.
I love my birds, but in a sick, twisted way, I'll get great satisfaction out of Nick Foles throwing 3 pick sixes to whichever there. Do you think Nick Foles is better than Carson Wentz? Can shut up and crawl back in their hole?
Why do you want to see that? At this point, it's not about you rooting against either one of them. It's just going with the flow. You want Foles to win this game.
What's going on? Do you hang out with Brett Brown outside of work? Man, let that guy go. Give me Mark Jackson.
There we go, Brett Brown again.
Who?
But they won last night. Usually, when they lose a game, it's rare. Oh, I think still like the exceed. They lost a big lead. Brett's fault.
There's no way whatsoever Doug Peterson would make Carson Wentz his backup quarterback. He didn't draft him number 2 overall to make him the backup quarterback. There's no way Howie Roseman would pay both these quarterbacks $50 to $60 million to have one sit on the bench for the entire year just in case. And there's no way that Doug Peterson is getting rid of Carson Wentz.
Well, we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. If they win a Super Bowl, we shall see if their stance changes. Close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off.
Brought to you by Elkin Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton. Come see over 60 Chevrolet Silverados in stock and find new roads at Elkin Chevrolet.
Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are you looking for?
Because I don't like
them. Leaving at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
See you later.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.